Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And I hope that everybody had a great afternoon so far and that you're just restarting your day here in a positive way. I do want to remind you of our morning shows, 6 to 7, 7 to 8, our new show and our new hour. We're longer and we're getting better. So, of course, Jennifer is here with us. How are you doing, Jen?
I'm doing terrific. Thank you, Kim.
Very good. And Sherry?
Fantastic. So excited about our first guest.
Yeah, there you go. And Tom Spence, how's it going?
Everything's going great over here, Kim. Looking good in the Saturday afternoon.
There you go. And of course, in studio today with us is Della Williamson. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Hi, Kim. Thank you so much for inviting me to come here. It's such a joy to meet somebody who is offering the public interviews of people who are involved in bringing peace, health, and wellness to the community. So thank you for having me here.
Well, thank you, and thank you for what you're doing, too. And again, today we're going to be talking with Dr. Terry Walls, and we're going to discuss the diet and lifestyle choices that she used to recover from progressive multiple sclerosis. That's a pretty big thing.
Yeah.
And then also Della Williamson, we're going to be talking about her book, Hope and Health. And that is through Della's wellness and overcoming chronic illnesses such as cancer, obesity, and cardiovascular disease. And so we've got a great show for you today. I do want to remind you to follow us on Facebook and on Twitter and all the way through the social net. Also, when you call up, which the phone number is 805-419-0008, 0008. That is the number for our show, and that's a different number than you usually call for any of the other shows. But what we want you to do is just leave us your name and number, and then one of the team members will get back with you, because we have a ton of things that we're giving away. And again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Also, you can hear us on Dynamic Talk Radio, and we'd love you to tune in there and follow us. So, Tom, do you want to talk about all the things that we have to give away?
Yes, we have a $25 gift certificate for the Yard House, a great place to have some food. And if there's ever sports on, that's a good place to watch it.
It is,
great restaurant. Also, Mission Oaks Cafe, gift certificate there. So two great places to grab a bite to eat. Let's talk about Old Jews Telling Stories and Jokes starting March 5th at the Thousand Civic Arts Plaza. The run is through the 15th. Buddy, the Buddy Holly story. There's another great one for music fans, the 12th through the 15th. At the Fred Cavley Theater. We also have the Civic Arts of Plaza presenting the Joffrey Ballet, some dancing at its best for the Joffrey Ballet. And then we go on over to the Civic Arts Plaza for Roseanne Cash, some excellent music. And the Cash family lived in Ventura County for quite some time. Caneo Players Theater presents How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. And that will be through the 12th, right off the 101. And that is at Moore Park Road, the classic Caneo Players Theater. Denise Butler Photography, an hour in the studio, local, on location, wherever you want to be, with two people and a style consultant, too. And finally, the ever-popular Amazing Automobiles at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library.
Right, and we have a March 6th, 6 to 9, big band dinner and dance at the Ronald Reagan Library. So we've got tickets for all of those things. And again, our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. And as we are at the end of February, this is your last chance to give away for our giveaway of the two-night weekend stay at the Sheraton Agora Hills Hotel. And all you have to do is give us a call and enter to win. So right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. What I'd love to start off with right now is a $25 gift certificate to Lazy Dog. And love that restaurant too. So thank you again to all of our sponsors. You want to do a little quick shout out?
I do. I want to do a shout out to Surfaces USA. If you're looking to get your kitchen redone or your bathrooms or any other part in your house that requires a new surface, definitely go check them out. They have great prices along with great things to choose from. It's not just about granite anymore. There's all different types of tiles and mirrors and glass. You really have to look at it before you make any decisions. And they're located right here in Oxnard. You don't have to drive to the valley to see all that.
I know. That's where I got all my travertine for my house. I'm telling you, it's great prices. They'll work with you and make sure you tell them that Kim Pagano
shows. And can they recommend work, you know, people that...
Oh, yeah. They've
oh,
got,
absolutely.
Yeah,
they've and got they a, have designers, too, because sometimes it can be overwhelming to look at something, but when someone sort of puts it all together, you get something right out of a showroom or a magazine.
Yeah, when you're going
to
be doing
your...
who
to hire sometimes to put that stuff
yeah,
on.
Oh, so, absolutely.
Yeah. Give out their number.
Their number is 805-604-1568, and that's Surfaces USA right here in Oxnard, and their website is www.surfacesusa.com/Oxnard.
There you go. All right. And again, thank you so much for joining our team on the Kim Pagano Show. And if you have a business or something that's going on in the community that you would like us to share and spread the word, give us a call right now at the same number, 419-0008. Also, I do want to remind you of our newsletter. We are growing like leaps and bounds, and we would love you to get in on that. And, of course, that's another great way to win any of these things just by getting our newsletter. So,
and I just wanted to mention we have a recovery show every other week, and we have a magazine now that you can get for free. It's at sobatexas.com/recovery-magazine-today. That's sobatexas.com/recovery-magazine-today. Or you can call Kim and let her know that you'd like one.
There you go. Definitely. Well, again, we always take a moment to just kind of talk about our show. And it is really, truly the brighter side. And, of course, we have Della Williamson today. She's going to be talking with us about hope and health. And so welcome, Della. And tell us a little bit about your journey and who you are.
I'm a person that since a very young age, I've been interested in knowing things that other people are not really attracted to. And I've always been seen like a controversial or a different type of person. But I just realized that there had to be more in life than just having an education, getting married, and having a family. So when I was 14, I started doing yoga. And in those days, yoga was seen like something very esoteric from out there, you know. And in my neighborhood, my family, you know, I was raised in a very conservative family, religious conservative family. Nobody could understand my priorities in life. But I just felt that there had to be something more in life than the regular protocol.
Wow. So how did your journey start?
So I started doing yoga when I was 14. I used to do arts and crafts because I didn't like depending on my parents for allowance. So one day I went to downtown Miraflores. You know, I was born and raised in Lima in the coast of Peru. And my family has always been involved in medicine, in health, and in doing humanitarian work. So I think that I have inherited that, you know, because since I was young, I've always enjoyed sharing and caring. So I went to take some of my goods, and somebody told me, you know, about yoga. So I started doing yoga. And while I was doing yoga at 14, I learned about healthy eating and healthy living. So that's what triggered my interest, you know, to foresee, you know, those things in life.
I love it. And now you have a book, which is Hope and Health Through Delia's Wellness, Overcoming Chronic Illnesses Such as Cancer, Obesity, and Cardiovascular Disease. Congratulations. Is this your first book?
Yeah. I wrote a book when I was 19, but it never got published. And so this book is like my first accomplishment. And I have written it because many people have asked me to write this book because the world needs hope. And I saw that firsthand when I was going through my cancer experience.
Uh-huh. You're a cancer survivor.
I was going through your book earlier. Please share with our listeners how you discovered that you had cancer. That is such a touching story. I could not imagine.
Yeah, it was very shocking. That's why the first part of my book, with this, which is the first 40 pages, is called Me, Cancer, What the Heck? Because I always was very healthy, ate organic foods, exercised, very spiritually oriented. I went to my annual physical. Everything was normal. My mammogram, everything was normal. 4 days later, I went to have an acupuncture appointment, you know, because I always believe in maintenance. And when I take my top off, I see this huge lump that went from my nipple to my underarm from one day to the other. And it was very aggressive. Then it started traveling through my lymphatic system. And not even the oncologist or the surgeon, nobody believes that I'm here. But I'm here, and that's why I wrote this book, because I want to let people know that there is hope. You never should lose that hope. And there are things that you can do to overcome illnesses.
Wow, this is so amazing. I'm so glad that you are a part of our show. What we're going to do is we just kind of teased everybody, and of course we want to hear more. We're going to go and take a really quick break. We're going to come back with Terry Walls, and she's got the Walls Protocol, and then we're going to move back with you. And so I hope that everybody out there is joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, you know, we're going to give some stuff away here right now, and our phone number here is 805-419-0008. That is the number that's going to get you in. And we've got tickets to Roseanne Cash. And that's at the Civic Arts Plaza, March 20th at 8 o'clock. And those tickets are yours. Please give us a call at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events. When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready. 310-463-2318 or visit tiofsc.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life in the 805. I'm Kim. I'm here with Sherry Gapa. How are you?
Hello, I'm fantastic. Yeah. And I just want to remind people about Soba Malibu, or actually, they're all over now. If someone you know is struggling with an addiction, or you are yourself in recovery or looking to get into recovery, you can call Soba at 866-547-6451. 866-547-6451.
There you go. And of course, Jennifer.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing terrific. Thank you.
All right. And of course, our next guest is Terry Walls. And we're going to be talking about her book, The Walls Protocol. And Terry, are you there?
I am.
Welcome, welcome. So tell us a little bit about your story.
So I am a professor of medicine here at the University of Iowa. In 2000, I was diagnosed with MS on the basis of a history of visual dimming 13 years earlier, a new problem with weakness in my left leg. I had lesions in my spinal cord, abnormal spinal fluid. And I got a second opinion at a world-renowned clinic, the Cleveland Clinic, and saw their best people. Took the newest drug. So within 3 years, my disease had transitioned to secondary progressive MS. I needed a tilt-reclined wheelchair. And that's when I started reading the science myself, because it was clear that conventional medicine wasn't going to stop my slide into a potentially demented and bedridden life. And by the summer of 2007, I was so weak I could no longer sit up in a regular desk chair. I had to be in a special recliner or in bed. So that's how weak I had become. But based on what I had learned from my reading of the science and of functional medicine, I created a dietary and lifestyle program that in 1 year would get me up walking around again without a cane and allowed me to complete an 18-mile bicycle tour.
No way.
That's amazing.
Wow.
And do you still perform or practice medicine?
So I still practice medicine. I see patients in a traumatic brain injury clinic, in a therapeutic lifestyle clinic, and we do clinical research testing the use of my protocol in others with MS, progressive MS, and relapsing remitting MS.
Terry, why do you think that your progress was so rapid?
You know, in retrospect, I'd had symptoms since medical school. So for 20 years, I probably had a fair amount of toxic exposure between the farm and medical school. And then high stress. I was very ambitious, put myself in an administrative role with a lot of stress. And so that combination probably accelerated my disease.
So is the WALS protocol, is it basically food? Is it treatment?
It's food. And I teach people why the American diet is so harmful and how to make changes to make their diet progressively more health-promoting. We also talk about stress-reducing practices, and I give people some guidance on vitamin supplements. And it's really a whole lifestyle, converting all that we can from disease-promoting over to health-promoting.
So, Terry, a lot of this is a paleo principles, correct?
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
So, okay, we've talked a lot about paleo on our...
Terry, is MS something that we think is genetic, or can you... from your surroundings, an environmental disease?
It's both, really. There are 200 genes that have been identified that will each increase the risk of getting MS, usually less than 1%. So the vast majority who have that gene do fine with it. It's a complicated interaction with the genes that you have that make your enzymes either efficient or less efficient, and a lifetime of dietary choices, toxin exposure, stress levels, family relationships that create an environment that is more inflammatory and supports disease creation, or creates an environment that is more reparative and keeps you healthy.
So I'd like a paleo diet to be explained again, even though we have talked about it.
So,
please.
You know, and actually what I did was in my first level, I created a plan that you could do as a vegetarian or a vegan that stresses 9 cups of vegetables and high-quality protein. And for the vegetarian and vegans, I talk about how to do that more safely and how to use sprouted legumes and grains. For the meat eaters, I explain that... you know, high-quality meat, preferably organic and pasture-fed, if you can afford that, would be ideal. But you're taking out all of the white flour-based products, the grain products, and instead having vegetables. Because, you know, many people in the paleo world, they hear the meat, and they don't really hear the vegetable part.
How do you get 9 cups of vegetables a day for the person who doesn't really cook?
A salad, vegetables.
I don't think I could eat that many vegetables.
My daughter has a favorite saying that is, you know, bacon will fix any vegetable. So you take a couple slices of bacon, chop them up, fry them, and then leave the bacon fat in the pan. Add your vegetables and, say, a tablespoon of lime juice or balsamic vinegar.
Does juicing count?
What was that?
Juicing.
So juicing can be helpful, but juicing, in some of our folks who can't consume the 9 cups, they'll eat, 5 cups, juice 4, and drink that balance. The problem with juicing, I see many people juice lots of vegetables, which is good. Then they can't poop, so now they have to take lots of Metamucil or psyllium so they can poop. Whereas if you ate all those vegetables and you made smoothies out of them with your Vitamix, you'd keep the fiber and you'd probably be able to poop just fine.
So this diet is definitely good for everybody, not just somebody trying to...
Yeah, you know, we have, I have many, many thousands of followers who are reporting benefits for their type 1, type 2 diabetes, obesity, heart disease, rheumatoid arthritis.
And would you agree, we've talked to a lot of different people about paleo diets and healthful eating, that you don't have to look at it as all or nothing, that you could start a little bit here and there and eventually work to a great diet.
So absolutely. So if you're in my clinical trial, you start the diet, the whole program, the day we can send you. If you're in my clinic, then we explain the rationale. Then I ask people, okay, so what did you learn and what are you willing to commit to today?
Wow.
They end up setting their goals.
I love it. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we're talking from the 805 right now. We're talking with Dr. Terry Walls. We're talking about the Walls Protocol. And, you know, I turned into your book, and it says, you know, I mean, we just talked to somebody the other day about reduced toxic load and the new toothbrush. What is that, the new toothbrush? I've heard about toothpaste, but toothbrush?
Oh, yes. So a very effective way of brushing your teeth, you see, my favorite is coconut oil, and I take my toothbrush across my coconut oil jar and get a nice head of coconut oil, and I brush my teeth with that.
With the coconut oil?
Do you know how many calories are in coconut oil?
Yeah, and so that coconut oil helps dissolve the cell walls of the bacteria and really cleans up your mouth very nice.
So what kind of coconut oil? Just any kind?
Well, I prefer extra virgin coconut oil. And then when I'm done brushing my teeth, I swish the coconut oil around while I do my balance training for another few minutes in the bathroom. And then I spit out the coconut oil into the waste receptacle and rinse my mouth with water.
So no toothpaste whatsoever?
No toothpaste whatsoever. I just use the coconut oil.
And that cleans
the bacteria.
Does it whiten your teeth?
well,
I'm just wondering.
I like to
use a tooth whitener.
If you want to whiten your teeth, brushing with a little bit of baking soda.
Baking soda does it.
Coconut oil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Will help keep those things down.
Della.
Oh, hi, Terry. I'm Della. Have you heard about, like Kim is talking about baking soda, have you heard about cloves? Like using, like just chewing some, cloves?
Well, so what I do is after I brush my teeth with coconut oil, and of course I floss my teeth, then I'll put a few drops of clove oil in my mouth and a few drops of oregano oil in my mouth. So I get the benefit of the clove, the benefit of oregano. It's very refreshing, and it also, again, decreases the bacteria. So my dentist says, like, wow, you have no tartar, no plaque, and the healthiest gums I've seen in a very long time.
Oh, my God.
All from coconut oil.
That's amazing.
So it's the coconut oil, and then when I'm done, I add just a couple drops of clove oil and oregano oil in my mouth, and I roll that around with my tongue. My dentist, I just saw him. It's like, you know, what are you doing? Your mouth is better than 99% of my patients.
That's interesting. You know, now there's another thing on here that you talk about is knowing that, let's see, silver fillings. I just had a dentist. It's right here. It must be like calling to me. You know, they wanted to take out, I have two that I had probably since I was 15. I don't know. But they want to take them out and either put, you know, like I guess a cap or.
No, the white fillings.
No, that's not what they said. A crown.
You might want to put in a porcelain crown over it because fillings don't expand or contract the same rate as your tooth. So any whatever filling you have will ultimately crack your tooth.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, Kim. I think they're concerned that your tooth is going to crack and then you'll have to have a root canal and all that. So they want to take out the filling and just do a crown.
No, they want to get the metal out of my mouth.
Yeah, get the metal out and put a crown on.
There are dentists who can do this, but there are many dentists who don't know how to remove silver filling safely.
Okay, going back to the dentist saying that you have good hygiene, good gums in the tartar, I will say that's one thing you can't hide from. When they ask you if you're flossing, you can't say, oh, yeah, like twice a day. They know. Like, they're,
they know.
You know, they totally know.
You clearly aren't. You clearly are not. So most dentists don't know how to remove silver filling safely. They drill into that silver filling. It causes the mercury to evaporate, become, you know, gaseous. You'll breathe it, get it into your bloodstream, your lungs, your bloodstream. And so you're trading off a low-level daily release for a very high-level release that day. There are dentists who have much more comprehensive training in how to safely remove mercury with much less exposure. So you want to be very careful about who you would have to do that.
Yeah, I know that mercury fillings are very strong, but once the mercury starts leaching into your saliva, it can get poisonous. So yes, I know that there are many doctors recommending replacing mercury fillings for something else.
Correct.
So there is like controversial, you know, some people say it's okay as long as they're well sealed. Other doctors say, no, just remove them, no, and replace them for another type of filling. Now, going back to the bacteria in the mouth, I know that it's good to remove the bacteria in the mouth. So have you ever heard about a tongue cleaner? It's like, I talk about that in my book because I know that that's a good way to remove the bacteria.
So there are a variety of tools you can use to scrape your tongue and decrease the bacterial load.
What do you use?
So there are a whole a variety of tools to scrape the tongue to reduce that bacterial load. That can be very helpful.
So, of course, I have to ask you, Dr. Terry Walls, and that's who we're talking with right now, her book, The Walls Protocol. Where are you at in your life with, you know, your symptoms and your...
So, I can now bike to and from work 5 miles every day, not during the winter, but, you know, during the summer. I do strength training 3 to 4 times a week. I do yoga and another stretching in the morning. And I keep getting stronger and stronger.
Wow, that's amazing.
My spouse got me a mountain bike for this summer. So I've got my bike on my wind trainer, and every day I do a few wind sprints on my mountain bike. I keep getting stronger and stronger. And I'll also tell you that we laugh with our son who has who is very... engaging and say, well, you know, if he ever gets into the governor's mansion someday, we do not want to be in the nursing home. So I'm planning on being healthy and vital to 100 and still doing push-ups.
Now I have a question. I know a lot of people who suffer. I don't know a lot of people that suffer from MS, but I have an understanding that people with MS try to stay physically active to keep their muscles from degenerating. Is that
yes.
true?
Physical training while you have MS. Very, very helpful at maintaining function as long as possible. And it really attending to your diet and lifestyle is probably your best bet to decrease the probability of converting to secondary progressive MS.
Wow.
And high levels of disability.
And I also heard that astronauts have to work out in a plane because their bodies can start to degenerate at the same in space, when they're in space.
Correct.
That they need to...
I actually talk about this in my book. The astronauts use electrical stimulation of muscles. They use vibration plate training. And I use some of those principles as I created my rehabilitation program.
Because it's the same kind of degeneration of the muscles?
So if you don't have gravity, your muscles degenerate very rapidly.
Oh, okay.
And so they have to train before and after and during to try and slow that. So I use those principles as I was designing my program.
Oh, okay.
And it worked very well.
I thought about being an astronaut, but then I was thought that could take a lot of time.
You kill me.
That was random.
I know.
Hey, Terry, do you recommend increasing the amount of B12 vitamin?
Yes, we talk about that, and I prefer that they use the methyl form of B12, and they take it through the mouth, as in drops or lozenges that dissolve in the mouth.
Oh, okay, that go into your tongue?
The sublingual.
Yeah. Yeah.
The sublingual.
And that's what they're called, methyl?
Well, methyl is the form, and that's an activated form that your brain cells can use more efficiently, more effectively.
Mm.
If you take it through the mouth, you don't have to use something called intrinsic factor that's made by your stomach.
You know, the whole thing is most people are not going to do these things, truly. That's just the world. That's the world we live in. So
I agree that most people won't. On the other hand, I would also say that most people, when presented with the information in understandable ways, why diet lifestyle matter, begin the journey towards improving their health.
So what would be some tips people could start right away? Because for me, I mean, even though I'm a life coach, I find a lot of people are pretty all or nothing. And if they're given too much to do,
it's overwhelming.
It's overwhelming. So what would be some great tips?
Swap out your grain products for vegetables.
So take all your grain and turn them into vegetables, okay?
Take all your grain stuff and turn them into a serving of vegetables.
Okay.
For your morning, have bacon and greens or a side of ham.
Have bacon and what?
And have a source of meat in a vegetable smoothie.
Wow.
Great way to start the day.
Okay.
And then you can carry another smoothie and some nuts for your lunch. And a bit of meat. Then in the evening, big salad, your favorite vegetables, and your favorite meat.
Favorite meat, I see.
All right.
So if you can convert your ramp down your servings of grain by one a week, so you make this change over a month, it's much easier, and the transition is actually very smooth.
My last question for you is, and I thank you so much for being here and being a guest on the Kim Pagano Show, is what is microbiome?
The microbiome are the bacteria and yeast that live in our bowel. You and I have about a trillion cells, but we have 100 trillion bacteria and yeast living in our bowel. And we're beginning to realize that which yeast, which bacteria have a huge impact on our health. And so what you eat nourishes you, but also it nourishes your microbiome.
Very
And interesting. So, again, I took those principles, those concepts, and used them as I developed my dietary program.
Wow. Thank you so much, Dr. Terry Walls, her book, The Walls Protocol. Thank you so much. Where do we find your book?
All of your bookstores will have it. If you go to my website, Terry, Terry Walls, WAHLS.com. We have links to buy the book there. We have links for those who want to have more support adopting these protocols on the shop page.
Okay.
And they can find me on Facebook at Terry Walls, MD, and on Twitter.
Okay.
Terry Walls.
Well, great. Thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we will talk with Della and find out a little bit more about her and her journey. And again, you are tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. Of course, I'd love to give something away right now. And how about Kate and Lace? It's a gift card, and bathing suit season is right around the corner. And not only that, buy something fun for yourself. They're located right in Westlake, and we've got a $25 gift certificate. So call us right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When it comes to traditions, Somers Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somersnuthouse.com. Somers Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somers Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somers. Call Somers Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Devon Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai, and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in with us here on the Brighter Side of Life in the 805. And again, I do want to remind you of our 6 and 7 o'clock shows here, 6 to 7, 7 to 8. And we wake you up and start your day in a positive way. And Jennifer, do you want to do a little shout out? And
yes, I want to do a shout out to Evolve Treatment Centers. If you have a child 13 to 18 struggling with drug addiction or any mental health issues, definitely contact them. They're at 1-800-665-GROW. That's Evolve Treatment Centers. And there's no time like the present to get help for your teen before the problems become bigger problems and you can't do anything about them.
That's really good. And I'm glad that they're a part of our show now. And it's all about family. We got to take care of things before they blow up, you know?
Especially with kids. I think the turning 18 is a very pivotal time, because until then you really can decide what's going to be done. After that, there's nothing you can do.
I know. And they make sure at all the hospitals it's that HEPA law, right?
Oh, right.
Yeah. So you won't be able to know. So let's try to work on it while we're, while we got them kind of under our wings.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Yeah. Our next guest and in studio is Della Williamson, and we're going to be talking with her. We kind of started the interview and the beginning of our show with her. Her book is Hope and Health through Della's Wellness, and thank you so much for joining us. I know you wanted to kind of talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, many times we don't realize that social health is very important for our well-being. And as a health coach, I have discovered that it's not just eating healthy and exercising. And there are many books out there, giving outstanding recipes and tips on how to exercise and keep your body fit. But there is much more than that. So we need to consider our emotional health, the social health, the environmental health, the mental intellectual health, the occupational health. And I talk about all of this in my book, we also have to consider, you know, and remember what's causing us. Like many of us have a very like busy lifestyle, and without realizing it, you know, we get stressed out, and that stress affects ourselves in a big way. So we need to find ways on how to overcome our stress and be able to sleep well, eat good, you know. So there are many aspects that affect our well-being, and that's why as a certified health and wellness coach, I've put together this comprehensive guide to guide people into health and wellness.
Well, you know, I mean, in fact, I want to give a shout out to Camarillo Yoga, and she has a mindfulness.
She does, and yeah. It's all about being mindful of your body and taking that time to be peaceful.
Yeah.
And she does the meditation as well, which is really good for becoming at one. It stretches your body and your mind, which is so important.
Yeah. And so I totally agree with you. I mean, it's like we need to close our eyes, look inside, and really try to, you know, ease our pain, ease anything that's going on in you know, that's happening in our life right now. And so what are some of the ways that you work with your clients?
Well, the first thing is like to stop. You know, and remember, you are alive, you know. Many times we get so involved in our lifestyle, our responsibilities, you know, that we forget that our life is passing by. So sometimes, you know, it's not like sometimes, but we should remember, you know, when you wake up in the morning, hey, you are alive, you know, feel the fact that you are alive, you know, feel yourself, you know, appreciate your surroundings, you know. Be thankful for the gifts that you have, you know, your family, your friends. And especially here in Camarillo, we have so much that is given to us. You know, we have excellent weather. Overall, we have very good weather. We live in an area where there is not, like, much air pollution. You know, there are places where we can...
You know, Delia, what I really want to just say, I mean, and I think these are all great tips, is that anything is better than nothing, mm-hmm. right? I mean, we have, thank God, look at the weather that everybody's having back east. Go out, take a walk, even if it's a little walk, little steps, and then you start to get more. And then, you know, I mean, appreciate all of your surroundings.
I've run 2 half marathons, and I am the slowest runner ever in the world. Tom, you being a runner, would probably be like, do you really call that running? But somebody said, you're at least running. That's a lot more than most people. Just, you don't have to be a marathon sprinter. Going on a walk is a lot, does a lot for your body.
There you go. And the other thing is, you know, one of the things that you really want to do is, you know, I love massages, okay? I'm always getting massages. You want to get those crystals out of your body and, you know, and make sure that you're working each part of your body because it's important. How do you not take care of the engine that makes your body roll, you know? Is that correct?
Yeah. And another thing is that many people think that they need to go to the gym to exercise. But there are many things that we can do, even if we're at home, you know, just by doing some stretching, you know, and walking. You know, there are many things that we can do through which you can keep your body flexible and fit without having to go to the gym. Now, if you enjoy the social activity, you know, and the discipline that a gym gives you, it's great. But there are other things you can do to move your body. In my book, I don't call it exercise or physical activity. I call it moving your body because it's a simple way of saying it.
So what did you do differently to help, I guess you would say, cure the cancer or go into remission?
One of the big things that I did is, like, I maintain myself very positive. When I used to go to the office of my oncologist or my surgeon, I will see a lot of cancer patients in the reception area, very afraid. And I will come into the office, and I will have a big smile in my face, and I will tell them, hi, guys, how are you doing? And they will look at me, it's like, what? You're dealing with cancer, and you're so happy? I say, well, the fact is that we're alive. I mean, nobody knows if you're going to have one more day of life, right? Even if you don't have cancer, you don't know. Anything can happen. But right now, we're alive. You know, let's appreciate and feel, you know, and be thankful that today we're alive, and we're doing things to fight this illness, you know? So I did many things, you know, I did integrative medicine. Integrative medicine is like when you combine allopathic medicine with alternative medicine. So I combined those two resources of treatments. But then I did a lot of things on my own, you know, and like massage, like Kim was talking about, I did massage, I did meditation.
You also talk about using a tongue cleaner. Mm-hmm. What is a tongue cleaner? Do you guys clean your tongues?
I mean, I brush my tongue.
I do too.
So do I. And I've heard of it's like a scraper, right?
Yeah, it started in Ayurvedic medicine, and it's a piece of stainless steel that is curved. That first thing in the morning, you know, because at night, you know, you have all that digestion, and a lot of bacteria comes up through your digestive system into your mouth, you know. So in Ayurvedic medicine, they recommend that it's good to remove the bacteria from your mouth. And so you use the tongue scraper, you know, the tongue cleaner, and you just scrape gently. You know, you can also use a toothbrush, you know, but more efficient is using a tongue scraper, you know, or a tongue cleaner. So you just, you know, swipe your tongue, you know, a couple of times very gently, and then rinse your mouth, and it removes a lot of the bacteria.
Yeah. So keeping things simple for my clients and for our listeners, what would be three tips that you might recommend?
For overall health?
Well, yeah, because I just believe that many people out there are very all or nothing, and it's going to sound very overwhelming to start all those things right off the bat.
Number one, never lose your hope. Because if you lose your hope, you're dead, you know. So every day, just like the sun comes up every day or after a storm, you know, there's always the sun coming, you know. Never lose hope. So try to look at the bright side. Number two, you know, you have to make your effort. You cannot wait until other people do things for you. And that's why in the front cover of my book, I have those 2 feet on top of a rug. And that symbolizes stand on your own feet. And be the best
you can
be. I
like that message. I like that.
And one of my chapters, I talk about that. You know, it's called Stand on Your Own Feet, Be the Best You Can Be. And in which I talk about your body, your beliefs, your influences, and your you. Because many times, you know, we identify ourselves with our personality, our body, or what people tell us about us. But what about you, your essence, you know, you as a human being. So be in touch with your inner self. That's very important.
I like that. You also talk in your book about healing spices and herbs. I think that's really interesting. And
did you mention my dad's name, Herbs?
Oh, there you go, right? Yeah, Herb. But
I did it again.
Herbs. Okay. Coriander and cilantro. What are the benefits for that?
Well, you know, all of the herbs, or most of them, they have anti-inflammatory benefits, you know. And cilantro and, you know, well, cilantro is another name for coriander. Coriander is the seed. So it gives you, you know, vitamins, you know, a lot of nutritional qualities, but also it helps you reduce inflammation in your body. Many spices have been used in India for 5,000 years. And in other countries as well. And now in America, they're being discovered as being a good way to reduce inflammation in the body, because that's the number one. Like if you want to know what causes most of the chronic illnesses, it's inflammation. So there are many ways that you can reduce inflammation. And one of them is through the use of spices and herbs.
Interesting. Thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. Where do we find your book, Della?
You can find my book in Amazon, in Barnes & Noble, iBookstore. It's in soft cover, hardcover, ebook, Kindle, iNook. I prefer that people order it through Lulu.com, who is my publisher, but you're welcome to get it through other resources.
Well, great. Again, hope and health through Della's wellness. We're going to take a really quick break, and we'll come right back, and we'll chat for a little bit. And again, let's do something to give away something here. How about the Buddy Holly story? We've got tickets for you, and that's March 12th through the 15th. And give us a call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You are listening to The Brighter Side of Life on The Kim Pagano Show.
Feeling my way through the darkness.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451. or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready. 310-463-2318 or visit tiofsc.com.
DeVall Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us today here in the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And I tell you, I just want to remind everybody here, you know, we've been talking a lot about health. And Jennifer, what do you do? What do you do to, you know, I always think we're like the mother hens, you know. We have to make sure we're eating healthy and making good choices for our family.
Well, I read somewhere, and I don't know how true this is, that if we could put the same caliber of vegetables on the table that we had as children, we're doing our kids a good
justice,
service, because
yeah,
it's so different now. So I try to buy organic vegetables, and when I even if they're just at the grocery store, I don't always make it to Trader Joe's or
farmers markets
or something like that. So even if it's just at the grocery store, I will try and always buy organic fruits and vegetables, and I always clean them with one of those washers that you buy from Trader Joe's.
Oh, so do you use? I've never used
I do
those.
And I clean them right away so that if my kids just take a piece of fruit, it's clean. Like I
so
do
you
try
don't
to
just
do that.
Rinse them. Is that,
no,
I wonder,
spray that stuff on it. I think it gets, maybe it like dissolves the film a little bit more. I don't know.
Della, what's your thought on that? Those cleaners, do we need to use them?
I prefer to use things as natural as possible. So what I do is I put salt, like Himalayan or sea salt, in a container.
Oh.
And then I put water, dilute the salt, and I soak my vegetables there.
Oh, good.
That's
idea. Sherry, as you see a lot of patients, do you find that with good eating habits and health, that they can actually be able to function better?
Oh, absolutely, especially in the addiction field. A lot of those neurotransmitters will be affected by what you put into your mouth and what you eat. But I'm just wondering, Della, you had a life-altering, you know, situation occur with the diagnosis of cancer. I mean, how does that change a person?
I came out with a new word, which is use it up. Just like you juice the juice of an orange or a lemon. That's what I started to do with my life. Every day I juice it up as much as possible. I take out from my day every day as much as I can, because I never know if I'll have a tomorrow.
Wow. Mm. And that's a great thing right there.
Use
I mean, that's really about our show right there, is living every day to the fullest and empowering everybody to do whatever it is that is in your journey and make that extra. You know what I mean? There's just one thing that we always put off, or one thing that we haven't called a friend in a while, or just thinking of people we've lost a
kind
lot.
Kind of put yourself out there, even if it doesn't feel good,
yeah,
so that you don't have any regrets at the end.
Think out of that box. Right. Just for a minute. And you know what? You know, as we were watching the Oscars the other week, and somebody said, call your mom, call your dad, call your family.
Oh, that was awesome. Right.
Yeah.
That was
great.
Don't text them. J.K. Simmons
talked about that.
Call them and let them talk.
He had
for
lost
as long
his
as
parents
want.
Recently. I happen to know.
Yeah. And you know what? I love that. Take that moment to really make a difference in your life, because when you're making a difference in your life, you're really making a difference in everybody else's. So with that, Della, Jennifer, Sherry, Tom, thank you so much for being a guest here on our show, and thank you so much for all of us again. We want to end our show with a moment of happiness. There is no one as strong as a person whose heart is always filled with gratitude, and I'm so grateful to have this show and to really just share everybody with you. Again, all of our guests, you can find them on our newsletter. Call up, get that newsletter so that you get one every week and share it with all of you. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we're talking from the 805. Thank you so much.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.